General Motors has some good news and some bad news. First, the bad news. Its losses for the past 3 months were bigger than expected. But the good news, for the company at least, was that it has a tentative agreement with its main union to cut its enormous healthcare costs. Vicky Broadbent reports.
To most people, General Motors is the world's biggest car maker. It sells cars in 200 countries, manufactures in 32, and employs nearly a third of a million people. It's also America's biggest healthcare insurer, providing cover for over a million retired workers. These healthcare costs have become an enormous drag on its profits. It's just announced another big loss of $1.6 billion for the past 3 months. But this news was overshadowed by a deal reached with its main trade union in the US to cut healthcare costs for retired and current workers. GM's chief executive, Rick Wagoner, said the savings made are essential for the company to regain competitiveness.
This trend to globalization is one that has been going on for a while and is accelerating. And it's clear in our case that we're committed to, as I said, have it work for us so our next 100 years can be as successful as our first one. There's a lot of hard work left to do beyond what we've announced today, and we'll be on that in due course.
The cuts made amount to the biggest single cost reduction in GM's history. Dave Guilford, the news editor of the Detroit Automotive News, said there are also other steps that need to be taken.
It's a decrease of about $3 billion a year annually in their expenses for current employees and about $15 billion in their long-term expenses for retirees. One thing Rick Wagoner, the CEO, emphasized today is that there are other steps that need to be taken as well. They're continuing negotiations with the UAW about closing factories in the United States. They're looking at their supply base to probably source more parts outside of North America, most likely in places like China. And they're going to sell a majority stake in their captive finance subsidiary.
The agreement still must be ratified by GM's unionized workers, or the savings may not materialize. The company also reiterated plans to cut 25,000 jobs by 2008.
Vicky Broadbent reporting.